group facilitation and audience engagement. It is important to understand that group facilitation and audience engagement does not depend on the content being discussed, but rather how the group approaches that content, how the group responds to open-ended questions, and how the group identifies their learning needs and goals. It is the facilitator's job to guide the group to achieve their goals. Group facilitation is often difficult, especially for novice tutors, lending various questions such as, how can I ensure that my group is moving in the right direction? Is there anything I need to do when I first commence my role as the group's facilitator? How can I avoid dominating the group's discussion? How can I encourage creative thinking? These are just a few questions that arise when preparing group discussions and trying to promote group facilitation. We will now go over various strategies to promote group facilitation. At the start of discussion, identify ground rules. This should be done by the group members. If a rule gets broken, remind the group of the rules that were made. Some examples of ground rules include, turn off cell phones during the discussion, be on time for the discussion, everyone must contribute, and respect each other's opinions. It is important to keep in mind that there is no general set of ground rules that applies to all groups, as these rules should be made by the unique members of the group. When promoting group facilitation, it is important to discuss with your group the different roles they may play. This usually leads members to perform better and maintains group dynamics. Examples of possible roles include a scribe, a group representative, a group recorder, who provides a summary of the information discussed and provides copies at the end of discussion. Roles during these discussions are not static, and a learner may have more than one role at a time. Additionally, discuss your role as group facilitator and summarize your responsibilities, which include facilitation of discussion, asking open-ended questions, providing suggestions and feedback, summarizing key points, creating a healthy educational environment, receiving feedback, and monitoring student progress. In order for group discussions to really take off, it is important to build trust and encourage bonding amongst group members. During the early stages of group discussions, members are often more comfortable working in an individualized manner rather than a team. They are hesitant to challenge one another or to step up and make decisions. Establishing trust and bonding amongst group members is key in enhancing group performance. These are a few ways to establish trust in a group setting. Never criticize anyone. Listen. Never label your group members. Encourage teamwork. Value the potential of your group. Catch students doing something good and acknowledge it. It is important to remember as the educator that meaningful group interaction does not occur instantly and may take longer for some members to participate than others. As an educator, you must not dominate the group discussion, but instead attempt to facilitate its progress. Focus on empowering your students, not controlling them. Ask for feedback on your teaching style. Let your students provide the information you seek rather than providing it for them. Remember, your goal is to facilitate discussion in a way that provides answers and information without directly providing that information. You should strive to be a role model for your group. Monitor your teaching skills via group feedback and acknowledge your mistakes. You may want to create a teaching portfolio that summarizes your teaching experiences and development. Be on time, dress above your audience. Finally, be up to date on medical and health education. Attend conferences, lectures, stay active in your medical society, read, ask questions. Encourage your students to gain an understanding of the concepts being discussed. Students should use what they already know to enhance their knowledge, such as using the basic sciences to explain a patient's signs and symptoms. Students should attempt to justify their opinions and provide reasoning behind them. The use of tables and diagrams may help students grasp difficult concepts. During group discussions, the educator should promote critical thinking. Issues should be debated rather than argued, which also promotes trust and bonding. Various opinions and hypotheses may be presented during group discussion. Students should use evidence and analyze data to refine their hypotheses. This will foster group discussion while also allowing students to learn the importance of critical thinking as it relates to patient care. One of the most important aspects of promoting group facilitation is with the use of open-ended questions. This allows for multiple group members in the group to participate and fosters self-directed learning. It is important to keep the group focused on relevant information. As stated before, students should use what they know to help answer these questions, such as the basic sciences. Use silence to your advantage, as someone will eventually speak, usually within 11 seconds. The goal is for your students to provide themselves with the information they need to move the discussion forward, not for you to provide it for them. Promote group dynamics. Always say "we." Ask questions, listen, and encourage everyone to contribute. Motivation and encouragement plays a large role in group discussions and should start early. Lack of contribution is common, and it is important to determine these contributing factors. Some of these factors may include a language barrier, comfort level, confidence, self-esteem, level of understanding, or other factors that may be unique for that individual. It is important to acknowledge these factors and offer support and ways to enhance contribution. During group discussion, there will be conflict. Solve these issues with a win-win approach. Conflict isn't always negative, as it can indicate liveliness and innovation within a group. The key is that it does not escalate to a point that it becomes detrimental to student learning. See group conflict as an opportunity for everyone's success. Focus on relationships amongst members rather than the rules. Document problems with difficult students, and if needed, consult with a colleague about possible solutions. Feedback is an important aspect of group facilitation. Address positive issues first, followed by areas that need improvement. Be specific and provide examples. Follow up on any issues identified and monitor progress. Educators often struggle with appearance and body language as it relates to promoting audience engagement. As stated before, dress one or two steps above your audience. Appear welcoming. Podium should be avoided if possible, as it may indicate you have something to hide. It is important to make eye contact around the room and acknowledge each group member. Open arms and open motions are often useful, while pacing may be detrimental. Avoid the fig leaf pose or placing your hands over your groin area. Avoid your pockets. When it comes to speech and content, various strategies may be used to improve audience engagement. Wait until you have your audience's attention before speaking. Speak slow and enunciate clearly, especially if your accent is different than your audience's. Use voice alteration, pitch, volume, tempo. Avoid ums and ands. Silence may be golden and it may improve participation. When it comes to content, do not overstimulate your audience. Pictures work great. Limit your slides to 35 words or less. Many men are red-green colorblind, so avoid this combination in your slides. Don't simply read your slides. It's rude. Instead, expand on the content presented on your slides. Ultimately, the topics discussed here serve as a guide to help promote group facilitation and audience engagement. What works for some groups may not work for others. Adaptability is key. Use this as a reference and return to it periodically throughout the academic year. For further references, see the article suggested by the SEA 2020 Workshop on Teaching by Dr. Sammy Azer. Of course, in-depth information and application is made available by the SEA Workshop on Teaching.